Hello! This is Connected Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. You hear that music start and you know it's Connected Dots. Time to connect the dots. Hey, you can connect the dots too. Call the radio show, 888-627-6008. Let's just get into it. And I mean into it. There is so much happening in the world today. We've got the fake news with us still, yeah. But when you go on the internet, you start finding out and hearing all this chitter-chatter, weeder-twatter going on about what's going on behind the scenes. We've got all kinds of good and bad things happening. I mean, there's so much chitter-chatter about the ETs, billions of motherships out there in other dimensional sectors of space just waiting to become part of the mass evolution of planet Earth and the people on it. This is what a lot of the talk is about. And then we have the comments about who are the good guys and who are the bad guys. And also, we have the commentary about us, the human beings. What's our part in this besides having the opportunity to evolve into a better world? The dawning of the age of Aquarius, the end of the last zodiac age. I'm not going to tell you which one it is. You'll have to do your own investigation on that. But anyhow, people are supposed to be putting love projections out there. Now, if you turn on the fake news, there's not too much of it. But there's love projections going on behind the scenes. All kinds of love. You know, I was reading books back in the 20th century. Yeah, I've been reading since the 20th century, how about that? And there was Pleiadian representatives talking then about the Pleiadians. Oh, by the way, just in case you didn't know, the Pleiadians, they are the beings from the constellation, the stars of the constellation known as the Pleiades. Actually, that's one of the first things that shows up in the original Star Trek series. Back with old Captain Kirk, and I think even before Captain Kirk became part of the show, Spock was there, though, and they put up on the viewer screen, what do? They put up a picture of the Pleiades. Of course, I don't think anybody was familiar with the Pleiades, except astronomers, back in the mid-60s when the show aired, but I noticed that back here out here on the East Coast now, they're having this marathon Star Trek shows, and they recently did the first one, and I couldn't help but notice there's the constellation Pleiades. They're showing up on the viewing screen, and they're pretending to be exploring through space. Unfortunately, they didn't meet any Pleiades. Anyhow, I'm reading books back in the last century, and Pleiadians are talking about love vibrations. They said some of the best things people on Earth should be doing is making love, going for that roll in the hay, because it's a form of potent love that creates good vibrations. Yes, making love is with your partner is good for the planet. It's good for you too, obviously, but you know that's something we could be doing. And then, of course, just good gestures throughout the day. Open a door from somebody, say hello to somebody, smile at somebody. Yeah, smile and the world smiles with you. But that's it. We have to do our part, too. Of course, this is a tough nut to crack, as they say. I don't know if there's any ETs listening to this show, but they perhaps don't understand what that phrase means, tough nut to crack. I mean, it is really, since we got too many people happily asleep in the matrix, too many, there's more than one matrix people are asleep in, couch potato matrix, cell phone matrix. I think there's more people in the cell phone matrix now. I mean, I'm out there every day. Hey, I'm in one of the most famous cities in the world, New York City. Plenty of people around, all kinds of people. And during the course of a day, you know, walking around Manhattan, you're passing thousands and thousands and maybe tens of thousands of people that you don't really get to stop and talk to, but you look at them as you're passing them by, or you're jammed in a subway car with them, and all different kinds of people. And most people are locked into the cell phone reality. That's it. I mean, I get a kick out if I'm riding the subway and 9 out of 10 people are connected with their cell phone. Either they're listening to music, or they're playing video games, or their women like to look at pictures of their children or family members. Yeah, so it's kind of a woman thing. Can't help but notice these people. Everyone around, everywhere you look, you know, subway cars, a couple hundred people, and you just look around and, you know, doing this and that. A lot of them playing stupid little games, mindless games. Of course, nobody's talking to anybody. And you know, so this antisocial behavior is being promoted with cell phones. And the most ridiculous thing is when I see the people on the subway playing the train game. Here they are riding a train. Instead of opening up their senses to the experience of riding a train, they're glued into their cell phone with this, I don't know what the name of the game is, but it's got three subway tracks in the trains. You got to jump over the track and not hit each other. And this is the game they're playing. It's a popular game on the subway, believe me. Is that insane? I mean, you're on a subway, real subway, real train tracks. You know, if it's an elevated line, you definitely can look out at the scenery, look into the people's houses as you go by. Yeah, it's amazing. People that live next to the subway lines, the elevated train lines in New York, the window might be, and their apartments might be 10 feet away from where the train track passes, and they got their windows wide open. You can see people sleeping on their beds, some of them walking around practically naked. And they I don't know, I guess maybe they want to show off to the people on the train, thousands of people in trains coming by. Well, anyhow, it's back to love. That's it. You know the four-letter word? Love, yeah. L-O-V-E, or if you want the abbreviation, L-U-V, love. But we need to be projecting more of that. And it's easy. Which brings me to, that's a song of mine. I tell people every week, you know, I don't know why I wasted my time writing all these philosophical songs, but one of them is called It Is Easy. And the hook is, it is easy to be kind. It is easy to give love of. And that's the truth. But it's there. Go to CD Baby. Check out the album, Songs Better Than Dylan, you know? I don't know why I wasted my time writing these songs, because nobody's into social commentary songs or philosophical songs anymore, apparently. At least that's what the album sales are telling me. Of course, you know, everybody wants single beat techno sounds nowadays. That's what the dance clubs all have. Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I can write those songs too. But it's not my choice. I prefer to do something a little more intricate than a one-note bass song. Boom, boom. Or just that techno. Ding, 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 ding. What can I say? I'm entitled to my opinion, and I like a little more complex. Led Zeppelin, Beatles, stuff like that, where the music got a little more intricate. And So that's it. Hey, it's easy to get to my CD Baby link to see what's on my mind. That's what's good about CD Baby. You get a 30-second preview of each song, and you can buy each song separately. You don't have to buy the album. And at 99 cents a song, hey, not a bad deal. And you get to preview 30 seconds of the song. So I tell people, hey, listen to my song, CD Baby albums. I got two of them out there. The quick link to you, it is, go to BBS Radio. This is BBS Radio you are listening to. Just punch that in, BBS Radio. You can Google it. And go to Station 1, Saturday, 10 p.m. Go down to my show, Connect the Dots. Hit on the name of the show. I think it's in the blue type, violet colored type. And just hit on it. And then you can scroll down to the other link, CD Baby. And that takes you right to my albums. Yeah, there are good things about the Internet. And there is all the other stupid things going on. I just got to mention for a second. Yeah, you know, people are getting screwed on Twitter. People are getting screwed on Facebook. Government's too involved. The censors are too involved. AI intelligence is too involved. And they're really ruining these systems because as soon as they start trying to censor things, well, the whole thing is going down the drain with that. Because people want to give their two cents. And what else with the love frequency? Gratitude, apparently, is a good thing to do, too. Apparently, and saying things like thank you. And always remember in life to give thanks to the small things that come your way, because that will assure that bigger things will come your way. The universe is very responsive to those that give thanks, and they know. So never forget to give thanks for the small gifts that come your way in life. Your gratitude to unseen gift givers will surely be acknowledged and rewarded with even greater gifts in the future. And those who pay attention to the universe that we can't see, we get more attention ourselves. That's the way it works, you know? If you were walking around ignoring the spiritual world, the other dimensions of reality, the special connections with nature, if you're ignoring all that, well, all of that might just ignore you. You know? Works both ways. Hey, did I ever tell you there's no one book that reveals all truth? Think about it. How could there be? Reason it out for yourself. Learn to think for yourself. Famous Beatles song written by George Harrison. Think for yourself. Hey, the Beatles were. That's why they're the greatest. And will always stay to be the greatest because they had so many great philosophical messages in their songs. Plus, they were fantastic entertainers and musicians. And come on, all you need is love. Well, I mean, can the message get any stronger than that? hey, let me tell you the truth. You know, I'm sick of stupid laws. I'm sick of stupid government people. I'm sick of all the stupidity that's forced upon mankind. I'm sick of the financial enslavement, the destruction of the middle class, and all the other bad things that are being dumped on us, the human beings. And who's dumping it on us? Usually it's the government. Every government in the world is bad, including our government. That's right, including the U.S. government. They're bad, too. They're horrible. They can't even get along. Look at this. I mean, how many months in the Trump presidency and Democrats and Republicans, the two monsters that control our federal government, they still don't even know how to smile at each other or shake hands or get together on anything, really, you know? And these are the people that we have elected, and what do they do? The only thing people they respond to is lobbyists. You know, something just recently surfaced on Twitter that in 1977, apparently the Arcturians broke into a transmission on BBC. That's the big station over in England, over in Britain. The BBC, they broke into a transmission on the BBC and talked for a couple of minutes. And unfortunately, it was interesting to hear about it. This is back in 1977, so I listened to it. And unfortunately, most of the, they're blotting out the TV signal, and then you hear this almost theatrical voice in the background, kind of like the science fiction movies. People of Earth, we're here. We're talking to you. You have to change your ways. And the words are so blurred or over-echoed, like the guy was talking into five echo chambers simultaneously, and they're all being funneled into this little transmission. And it's blurring the words. It was very difficult to understand what was saying, but it was very similar to what we have done in the old science fiction movies, where the alien gets on, breaks into communications. Of course, in the movie, they do it good. It comes out clear and goes, people of Earth, this is your last warning. And so that's what it amounts to, the Arcturian breaking into the broadcasting of the BBC over there in England. Unfortunately, I don't think they understood that if you make that blurry of announcement, it's going to get lost. Because, first of all, it wasn't that long. There never was a repeat to it. And what I don't believe I've been discovering, you can discover things on Twitter, that a lot of these ETs, they don't know us as good as they think they do. I'm glad they're here to help. Billions of motherships, yes, I'm glad about that. And you should be too. But they don't understand some basics about planet Earth. You think that they had a few doors slammed in their face in the past, you think they would have gone on already. And let me tell you what I'm talking about here. I mean, here's the Arcturians. 1977, and they are good guys, the Arcturians, and they're breaking into a British broadcasting, the big station over there in England, BBC, and their presentation is they're mumbling a few words, and plus they don't understand that governments do not respond to suggestions. So if you're an ET, member of the Galactic Federation, and you break into a communication on Earth, and you're trying to get a message to who's controlling the Earth, and I'm sure you know the bad guys are controlling the Earth, and they're not going to listen to anything you say. Somehow you believe that the good people in government are going to be responsive. Well, they're not. They are absolutely not. And, I've been tweeting this out there, and I don't know if they watch my tweets or not, but I don't know if they listen to the show, because apparently they've got procedures where they want to talk to government leaders, but these are the worst people in the world. Sure, you have to respect authority, but we got people in government, what they don't understand, the people in the authoritative positions are all controlled by the crooks and the bad guys. And there are so few good guys here, it doesn't amount to a majority. And some of the dumbest people on the face of the planet are the leaders of this world. And there are some of the least compassionate people, some of the most selfish people. These are the leaders of planet Earth, as it is now. So you're talking to the wrong group, but you should have picked up on that. I don't know if I told the story before, but I heard it on several times on other radio shows, because I listen to radio shows too. that people, the guest on was talking about the event that supposedly happened in the early 50s, where this alien with a cool name, Thor, Valiant Thor, his full name, got to talk to President Eisenhower. And this is early 50s, 52, 53. I wasn't at the meeting. I can't tell you exact date. Other people know. Hey, that's a good reason. Call them to the show, 888-627-6008, and tell us what the exact date was. The good ET named Valiant Thor wanted to give free energy to the people of Earth, and he tried approaching President Eisenhower with this proposal. Now, I think President Eisenhower would have said yes, but he immediately got bullied by all the world controllers that already had their claws in the United States, were already controlling us, the oil companies, the energy companies, and they said, no, you can't do that, you'll ruin our business. And he got bullied so much, he just had to back down and say, no, no, we can't do that for him. Well, you heard the reasons. Can't do that. People will be out of work or something. But, you know, you missed the big point there. If you had free energy, people maybe wouldn't have to work. Well, but again, there are no philosophers in government, you know. And even if the top person, like the President of the United States, wants something, you still got to a bribe Congress that are not going to listen to good ideas, because the bribe money is telling them to go along with the bad ideas and impose the financial enslavement on the world and make all the wrong decisions. And that's exactly what government people do. So by getting the door slammed in your face and you're offering a whole planet free energy technology, you'd think the Arcturians would have picked up on that. So here they are, 1977, and they try a break-in of transmissions. So, let me see, that's like, you know, 24 years later, 25 years later, something like that. You think they would have learned that this is not going to work, and especially if you're giving a bad presentation. I mean, thank you for trying. But we're very pickety here on Earth, and we're very judgmental. And if you give a bad transmission, I don't care if you're the most powerful race of people in the galaxy, we're not going to respond too well to it. And, of course, the government is not going to respond to anything good ETs suggest. You should have known that. Meanwhile, I hear the same things going on again, you know? They're not really making that much of an attempt to talk to knowledgeable people that know about the multidimensional realities and the people that are on talk shows all the time that are part of the secret projects. They're trying to go with authoritative people again, which is not a good plan. With the people in charge at this point in time. We hope you're all going to come here with your billion motherships. Bring more. And, get, you know, we've been hearing about this, removing the bad guys. Well, you know, can you speed it up a little, really? You know, I've tweeted to a few people that represent the Galactic Federation, and, you know, I was told, like, well, humans can't speed things up. Well, I don't believe that, all right? Because there's a way, I'm an expert at speeding things up, and, you know, what do you got to lose by consulting someone like me? I'm sure I'm not the only one, but don't think that your blueprint for restoring the Earth is perfect, because it's probably not. Because if you happen to live a whole human lifetime on this planet and were subjected to all the indignities, all the evil nonsense, all the throwing in of the monkey wrench 24/7. If you hadn't haven't had the opportunity to personally experience that and live in a system where all the leaders are corrupt. You know, not exactly all, but virtually all of them. We're talking 99% to 95% of the people in government are corrupt at the high positions. You know, not the worker that has to put the 9-to-5 in at the DMV, Division of Motor Vehicles, which is, you know, what it really stands for. Anybody who's had to, who drives and has to deal with these motor vehicle agencies, which really have been turned into financial extortion agencies. DMV doesn't really stand for a Division of Motor Vehicles. It stands for Division of Motorist Victimization. And when you've dealt with the DMVs for a number of years, you're going to find this out to be true. I mean, who's in charge of these agencies? The devil himself? Or worse? I mean, talk about harassing the people, raising the prices all the time, taking away more of your rights with more stupid laws, sucking every drop of money they can out of you. That's the Division of Motorist Victimization. Let's tell it like it is. And these are all the indignities. That's just some of them that we have to go through here on Earth. And your perception, you know, I understand out there, because I do a lot of reading, and I have my own experiences interconnecting beyond the physical reality, that there's a respect for authorities in the higher realms, and that they can't comprehend that it's not like that on Earth, you know. We have very little respect for our authorities because they suck, as the expression goes. They're ignorant, they're unresponsive, they're bribe takers, they're stupid, they're con artists, they lack wisdom, they lack spirituality. All they want to do is grandstand, collect the money, collect the bribe money. The only thing that people they do anything for are the lobbyists who give them a lot of money and a lot of perks. And that's how it's done here on planet Earth. So I wish the rescue team that's here to help us, Galactic Federation of Light, all your different groups, I wish you would somehow grasp what I'm saying here tonight, because you need to modify your plan enough to understand that the people with the knowledge are not in government. And the people that are willing to embrace the love and project the love are not in government, really. And those of us that have been here, living here for a while, we know this to be true. And there's no way you're going to tell us it's any different on this world. All the good people suffer on this world to some extent. I mean, there's plenty of good people here, but we're all being subjected to the over-control of our society. Most, I'd say 90 to 95% laws on the books need to be taken off because they're evil. They're not fair. They're demoralizing. They're oppressive. And this is what we have to deal with. And if you go, you, my friends out there in the galaxy, if you think that you can arrange a realistic peace by just talking to government people, you know, it's going to backfire. Because they'll lie right to your face. They don't care if you're an ET or a higher evolved being. They'll lie right to your face. And then as soon as you turn your back, they'll stab you in the back. This is what government people do on planet Earth. You know? Don't tell me it's not like that. So I just had to say that in case there's any far as wisdom goes, people like me who write books, you know, who write philosophical songs, I sought wisdom when I started writing songs, and eventually I got it. And let me give you an example of what wisdom is, where you can put together a thought and focus on a point and make a statement that covers a lot of territory. Like one of my favorite is, people respond better to mutual understandings and agreements rather than inflexible laws. And that's part of the problem we have here on Earth. We have too many inflexible laws that open up the door for the victimization of decent people. And that victimization is led by the Division of Motorist Victimization. And we have all these other bad organizations out here. I don't even want to start on it because the list is too long. We got the, hey, what about the people that fly in the chemtrail plants? What about the no good doers who are behind the 5G, bringing the 5G online? You know, your phone service operates on a 4G system now. Some people still have 3G phones that still work, but the new phones are on the 4G system, and they're going to jump in. They put the wires up everywhere, and they're going to basically microwave everyone to death, because even though several hundred scientists, and there are scientists that do real science too, not the ones that work for the government, obviously, but they're very alarmed at what the science of 5G is telling them in relation to what it's going to do to a human body. First of all, no safety tests have been done on it, and it's an array of fast pulsing vibrations in the microwave range that's going to go through your house, into all your rooms, and microwave you where you live 24/7. Nobody on the news is talking about it, but we understand why. The news is just the news has been turned into an electronic parrot of the New World Order. The New World Order are the bad guys, by the way, just in case you didn't know. NWO, no, it's not. It's not a professional wrestling league. NWO stands for New World Order. Talk about professional wrestling. You know, I joke with people all the time. You know, I just say, you know who's really running the world? It's Vince McMahon. If you know anything about professional wrestling, you know who he is. Very successful person with professional wrestling. And if you know anything about professional wrestling, the whole thing is scripted. Famous people like Hulk Hogan, where he was a good guy for years and years, and then all of a sudden they turned him into the bad guy for about a year or so. And then I think he made it back to a good guy. But that's professional wrestling, and that's exactly how our government, that's the best explanation, maybe the ETs can grasp this. Our government, yes, it's professional wrestling. This decade, the Democrats are the bad guys. You know, a couple of decades ago, was the Republicans who were the bad guys. And before that, it was the Democrats who were the bad guys. And before that, it was the Republicans who were the bad guys. And this goes way, way back. And this is and who's the real Vince McMahon? The World Order, the ruling families, the big corporations, the guys with all the money. Those are the Vince McMahons of the world that control the governments. And our American government is a perfect example. Democrats versus Republicans. And again, it's a confrontational game that should have never started, but it's in place. And, you know, it's us versus them, and them versus us. And one week, Democrats are the bad guys, and the next week, the Republicans will be the bad guys. And this goes on and on, and you got to wonder, why do people still go out and vote for Democrats and Republicans? Hey, I'm an anti-political person myself. That's why I'm running again for president. Really, I'm running for president of the United States. You can check it out and see that I'm bringing truth and common sense to the table and the solutions to all the problems, which are really easy to solve. If you have it in your heart, you want to do the right thing. But check it out. You can easily look at my, because it's set up to do this way, you can easily look up my run for the presidency on your cell phone. It's simple. 2020 President Tom Edison. That's it. That's my real name, Tom Edison. Kind of like the inventor. But you just click that in, 2020 President Tom Edison, and .com it. Otherwise, you won't connect. 2020 President Tom Edison, .com. I claim to be the most qualified person because I know how to solve the problems. Problems are easy to solve. If you're the president of the United States and you know how to solve problems, it's a cakewalk. The problem we have now is the man who won the election does not know how to solve problems. I don't care if you like him or not. I am. I mean, I like his positive attitude. I like to make America great thing, but great again. But if you really want to make America great again, in 2020, you need to think about voting for somebody who's not part of the political system. I mean, he had a run being a Republican. And he should have had a lot of things done now because the Republicans have the majority in the Congress. Problem is, he doesn't know how to solve problems. That's it. You can praise him all you want. I mean, he's done some good things, but, you know, I'll tell him straight to his face. You don't know how to solve problems, pal. I know 10,000 times more than you, maybe a million times more than you, and that's why I'm more qualified than you. And that's the reality. You know, hey, I've done my homework. I know a lot of things. So I'm not going to sit around and pretend I don't know anything, though I have to play dumb just about every day of my life because I learned so much. There's nobody to talk to about all I've learned. Maybe the ETs will be interested in my knowledge. Maybe they won't. That's why I even tweet out there, the book, my book, the show, named after the book. The name of the book is Connect the Dots Theory. Google it. You can view some of the pages for free. You know. But this book is like so much went into it. And it's all about, it's a teaching book, and it's an explanation book. It explains things in basic common sense language. And that's it. You read that book, you'll understand how knowledgeable I am. And I make the statement on my show, like I'm doing right now, if you're an ET or an ET representative of the Galactic Federation of Light, you will definitely learn something from reading my book, because from what I've witnessed reading books co-written by Pleiadians or Starseeds or Walk-ins, or I've read many of the books, and they clearly do not have a full understanding of humanity. They know a lot, but they don't. There's little innuendos they don't know, that you have to be seriously out there interacting with the public every day of your life to get an understanding. In my lifetime, I probably have interacted with over a million people. Seriously. I mean, hey, you're in Manhattan. Even though you're walking past people on the street, there's communication going on, yeah, telepathic communications. You look at people, they look at you. That counts as communication. I've been in service businesses through my life or a customer basis, which gave me great knowledge of all types of people and all types of situations and all types of different lifestyles. So I am an authority of what's going on in this world from experience. Again, that's what makes me the most qualified person to ever be the President of the United States. But you know what? It's a rough road because I'm doing it as an individual, not a political party. That's right. I'm going to be a write-in candidate. It's called doing it the hard way, but it's the only way to beat the big guys. Of course, it won't happen unless people wake up and stop voting for Democrats and Republicans. You know? I hate politics. You know, if you look at everything that's wrong in America, who's to blame? Democrats and Republicans. They're the government. They've ruined everything with this country. Forget about the few good things they might have done, and there is only a few. They just make one bad law on top of the other, and every law they make takes something away from you, the people. Just like they're always trying to take the guns away from us. And they've taken away your rights to do this, your rights to do that, and they've put a price tag on everything they can think of. I hear they're one of the recent things out here on the East Coast, they're going to start taxing people for water usage now. Another tax on top of, I mean, everyone pays water and sewer bills already, but they're going to tax the people who use the most water now. And there's taxes on everything, you know, the phone company, oh my God. Did you ever look at your phone bill? There were so many taxes on there. I did my own investigation. I called the phone company up and I said, it's like, what's this? What's that? What's this tax? There must have been about five or six different taxes on my phone bill. And then I asked the key questions, you know, I never authorized it to pay these taxes. And I found out you could take most of them off. And this is this kind of scams that are being worked against the people of America. Who's to blame for this? Democrats and Republicans, you know? The new 5G system is coming on. It's going to give everybody cancer, basically, that has the broadcasters on telephone poles in front of your house or on top of the buildings nearby. And thanks to Obama, he passed legislation back in 1996 that says that nobody can sue the telecommunications company for damages for anything. So they're going to get away with this, making millions and millions of people sick and probably killing millions of people, too. And the government's allowing this to happen. There's people I've talked to, someone directly, who's representing doctors trying to lobby the people in Washington and getting nowhere as usual. Just like the people have lobbied the Congress about the chemtrails. You know, you might get the meeting and they listen to you and they say, okay, we'll be in touch. Don't call us, we'll call you. And that's the kind of nonsense going on. And the ETs are not that aware of what's going on, and I got to keep stressing this fact. You know, there's more weird stuff. Most people have heard about the guy named Corey Good. Well, now there's one of these ET representatives is saying that he's promoting stuff that's not going to be. So I don't know. Who are we going to believe? I mean, I've listened to the gentleman, Corey Good, on radio shows. He's a famous guy. But apparently, some recent stuff came out that, I don't know, he's under question now. Should we listen to him? And there's so many contradictions out there that are showing up on Twitter. One ET group says this, the other says that. The most recent thing, like you know, when you see these tweets, it makes you think. And it's not like I don't have the direct number to the spacecraft where they're tweeting this from, or the locality, the human locality, or being that's doing the tweeting to represent ETs that are here to help us, supposedly. But get this one. Supposedly, judge for yourself. I don't know if it's true or not, but supposedly President Trump is the incarnation of the Archangel Uriel. you heard it first on BBS Radio. Well, I don't know if I can buy into that right away, but then there's another one that says President Trump is just, he's not with the good guys or the bad guys. He's not with the light or the darkness. He's just out for himself. That sounds like the most reasonable answer, but who knows? But the gossip is out there. But I'll tell you something that isn't gossip, and I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. I call it the passing along of thoughts phenomena. Happens to me all the time. Started happening a long, long time ago, and it continues throughout my life. Whenever I'm amongst people, well, and it proves that my life is being monitored to some extent, and I hear we're all being monitored. The passing along of thoughts phenomenon. That's it. If I'm with a group of people, doesn't matter who they are, whether I know them or not, and there's a conversation going on, and sometimes, you know, in conversations, we've got our 2 cents and we want to say something, and we just, one person stops talking and the other one starts talking. So if I'm thinking that I want to say something, and when I get the chance, like, to say something, when the other guy stops talking, other person stops talking, I decide now I don't want to say it. Well, within a couple seconds, someone else in that group will say the thoughts that I was going to say but changed my mind on saying. They will say the exact same thing that I was thinking. And I call it the passing along of thoughts phenomenon. Now, there's many possibilities how this could happen. But it's something to think about. You can think about that. How does it happen? You know, my best guess is there's a third party watching the social situation on, and my thoughts were worth saying. So even though I decided, nah, I'm not going to say that, the thoughts were passed on to somebody else, and they said it. Passing along the thoughts phenomenon. So you need a third party, that's the way I look at it, for that to happen. But it happens to me all the time. Every time I decide that I'm not going to say what I was just ready to say, someone else in a group will come out and say it. Well, so I'm kind of convinced there's a third party listening in to the situation. Did you know, here's something. the burden of proof actually is not just on the person making the accusations, it's also on the person who has to prove something, or vice versa. So in burden of proof situations, the opposing party has an equal burden of proof. It's not the way the legal system is set up, because the legal system is not just to begin with. When you got 90-95% of the laws that are just no effing good, well, how can you justify that? And they've got all their little, when you go, if you ever had a, just like, forget it. The legal system is messed up. And because there's no money involved in changing it, the people that could change it are not going to do a damn thing to change anything, because they don't move unless there's money. That's what the ETs don't understand either. You can break into all our TV broadcasts and say, people of Earth, stop doing your bad things, and guess what? Government is not going to, no government is going to listen to your advice. You know, individual beings who have, you know, good hearts and consideration beyond themselves, yeah, they would love to be responsive to that. There's many good people. You know, we see what's going on. Earth is being destroyed, resources being devastated, you know, chemtrails, poison sprayed into the air. Is that insanity still? It's still going on. There you go. Why doesn't President Trump sign an executive order to change that? Hey, if you got a way to get a message to him, get that message to him. Believe me, if I had the opportunity to meet him, but he doesn't associate with regular people that don't have $1 billion in their back pocket. He doesn't associate with regular people who are living just from day to day. So, fat chance I'm going to get to meet him. But I'd like to. He could use some help. I mean, he does have the position of authority right now. Fortunately, he doesn't know what to do with it. Unfortunately. But he started off as a good teacher. He got us all to say fake news. Now, let me hear you say it. Fake news. Fake. And we all kind of bought into that because we knew it was fake already, but he kind of coined the phrase, made a popular phrase. Well, let me tell you about things that, other things that are happening, like, they're talking, I picked up on this, I tell everybody, hey, the best, my opinion of the person who has the most valuable knowledge that's out there tweeting is Cobra One. That's it. Cobra One, like the number one. And that's where he's at. He's at Cobra One. And seems like a very knowledgeable individual. But I've noticed, I follow his tweets all the time. I've noticed that a lot of the, he's working with a different set of information than I've come across, which I came across over quite a long time ago, about what certain things in the universe. Apparently, a lot of these Galactic Federation people, they have different sets of information than has been revealed to the people of Earth within the last 100 years. And there's a lot of important information that has been revealed to us. So believe it or not, they're going to be in for a rude awakening when they find out that a lot of us here know things that they don't know. Unfortunately, we need their help to break out of this stranglehold that the bad guys have on us on Earth. We are living on a suppressed planet. You know, we've heard the words before, prison planet. Well, we are on an overly regulated planet ruled by heartless creatures, some of which are not even of this earth. You know, I use that term, the no creatures, not of this earth. And there's good ones and bad ones. What else? I was just walking down the street today, and if you ever seen them, if you ever walk down the street, I get, you know, I don't expect President Trump ever ran into any Mormon boys walking down the street peddling the their brand of religion, but I ran by a couple today, and I asked them, you know, anything about the 5G? They didn't have a clue of what I was even talking about, you know? They didn't have a clue. And this is what we have to deal with on Earth here. There's so many people not awake. So many people never look up in the sky, never see the chemtrails. I don't understand how people can be so unattentive and unaware of what's going on. Oh, by the way, the Mormons are also known as the Latter-day Saints, you know. But apparently, you know, they're brainwashed. You only go out there and talk to people about what your superiors want you to talk about. Meanwhile, you can stay ignorant about important things like 5G being imposed on us. Part of the depopulation plan of the New World Order. And guess what? I don't know. I put a challenge out there on Twitter. Cheech and Chong. I put a challenge out there. Call in and I'll match you joke for joke. Well, either they didn't hear about the challenge, but maybe somebody listening tonight can pass along the challenge. Maybe they'll dare to call in next week. The show is going to wind down soon. The number here to call in was 888-627-6008. But anyhow, that would have been interesting because, hey, I can tell jokes. I can stand against anybody joke for joke. But I guess they didn't get the tweet. Who reads their tweets anyhow? If when you're famous, does President Trump read his tweets? Probably not. Probably has an intern do that. And what else is chatter going out there? The tourist field. Supposedly, there's a tourist field at the openings of the poles of planet Earth. And then there are bad things. Scalar energies are being powered from Long Island. Hey, I'm on the East Coast here, you know, and I hear that. I had to give mention to it. Of course, if you're out on the other side of the country, you're being cooked to death with other things like fires. And what else? Goddess energy is being suppressed on the Syrian-Iraqi border. I guess that's why everybody's fighting there all the time. They want to control that goddess energy. And, of course, all the bad guys, they're male energy people. You know, 12th planet, they're the worst for controlling human beings, and they're 12th planet. Their male energy. So anyhow, we're coming to the end of the show. Watch out for the Florida Traction flypaper. Hey, you got to read my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I talk about all these things, plans designed to fail, the overseers of mankind, the sparkling points of light that set up interdimensional doorways. Hey, I got pictures of these things in my book, too. You know, pictures speak a thousand words. And I'm still claiming I got pictures in these books that nobody else has in any other books. Okay, listen, tell your friends to call in. Tell your friends to listen to the show next week. And if you have the notion to connect the dots, call in next week. Anyway, I'm going to end the show right now. And projections of love to everyone and every entity in the universe, from me to you. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown, and then, hey, listen to the songs, and that might inspire you to buy my music, because it's just as good as what you're going to hear in about 5 seconds. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by. Without leave, it is clear to the world.